Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Heart. Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, a longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, social media expert extraordinaire, my social media guru. Kathy, thanks again for being here. We're talking about social media platforms. What's Twitter up to these days? Are they going to make? Is Twitter going to make it?
Oh yeah,
I mean, they were on the ropes. They were on the ropes for a while. Did President Trump save them?
They were on the ropes.
Did President Trump save them single-handedly? Wait. Did President Trump, AOC, what's the country music singer's name? You know who I'm talking about?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
You're talking
about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Did Taylor Swift, AOC, and President Trump save Twitter?
I think so.
Go ahead. What's Twitter
because
up
they
to?
Were on the ropes. But actually what they're doing is really a nice feature for marketers. They have a marketing calendar for 2020 that you can download for free. And it helps with your planning, and they even give you tips. I printed it out. It's delightful. They've separated things by category.
I've never heard anyone refer to a social media platform as delightful before. That's amazing.
No, I said their calendar.
Oh, the calendar is delightful. Okay. I mean, I've never heard anybody say anything about social media.
The marketing tool that they gave us is nice. Because it has dates that you just don't think about.
Does it suggest steps
holiday.
In your marketing plan? It's like a wizard. You know what a wizard is? A wizard holds your hand and leads
exactly
you through the process.
Like a wizard. No, it's not exactly that. But you print out this calendar, and it shows you all of the upcoming events, major events, and then it gives you some tweet inspirations, which are pretty cool. Anyway,
I've just had this feeling that there was a big hole in my life, Kathy. And I didn't realize
now
it was because I wasn't
in
that big hole that I was sensing was I'm not using the Twitter marketing calendar, so that's why this big empty space is in my life, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, all you have to do is you can even just Google Twitter 2020 marketing calendar, and you can get a link and download it for free. And I think it's a big helpful tool for anyone who's marketing to remember. I mean, because, I don't remember when some of these events are happening, but they could be tweet worthy. The Winter Youth Olympics.
But now are you keeping up with things that they remind you about? Or are you putting your own strategy into the calendar?
You put your own strategy.
I need to advertise with a local newspaper, the local radio show, and Facebook. The middle of next month is that kind of thing. You put that in there.
You can put in your deadlines and your dates
right.
when you want to do things.
Including a customer proposal that you got to schedule for the 12th of January. Or
you
something
can
like that?
Put in. Well, this is something you're going to print out, so it's not electronic that you're going to be adding your dates into.
See, this is what I'm getting
kind of
to,
a
Kathy.
Reminder.
You can probably see where I'm going here. What I'm getting at is you said it was free, but if it's in the cloud, it ain't free, folks. You're the product. They're getting stuff off of your – they're tracking. They know what you know. Is it? But
no,
is it...
No. It's not. You're not going to be uploading any information. All this is a printed calendar.
Okay.
And then this printed calendar.
Okay, that's. I'm gonna agree with you. That's delightful.
You're gonna have to get that, Jim.
Okay. That's delightful.
Yeah. Anytime
a social media company gives you a tool that they require you to print out so they don't know what you're doing, that's delightful.
That is. Yeah, you're not going to be adding your stuff into their calendar at all. You just print it out so you can see when these events are happening, and
right.
You could tweet about them, or you could actually use that same information on your other social platforms.
You know what's funny? Kathy, is what you just described is as old school as parchment.
It's as old school as
papyrus, you know, rice paper. People have been doing this forever. I just wonder how many kids would download this, how many really young business owners would download this and say, wow, look at this new invention, a paper scheduler. Who would have thought about this, right? What genius came up with this? I'm so good at sarcasm.
It's
funny.
For a small business person, I think it's a nice tool to have.
If Kathy Perry says it's delightful, folks, that means you must have it. So go to Google. Here's what's funny, though. We're Googling the Twitter calendar. We're not even going to Twitter to find the calendar. We're Googling it first.
Well, the link was so long, I couldn't even say it. So I decided to just say it.
So, folks, it's not for, you know,
you got to
know to go to Google and type in Twitter calendar, Twitter marketing calendar, right?
Right.
Twitter marketing calendar. Type that in and download that marketing calendar and use it. And then let us know how it turned out. KathyPerry.com is the website for our good friend, PP. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.